Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good time.
We have Miss Allen. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
And Miss Allen.
Miss Allen?
Yes, ma'am. I let him take over.
Reverend Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
Reverend Allen. Okay. Good evening. And
good evening.
Myrna.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Oh, there you go. You hear Jen and Ken. Yeah. I mean, where are we? Howdy.
Howdy.
To go ahead and...
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do roll call. We have Mom and Mr. Varner. We have Mr. and Mrs. or Reverend Allen and Mrs. Allen. We have Auntie Betty. We have Loretta and myself, Angela. We're going to go ahead and just start the readings while we're waiting on others to join the call. And we are reading in Genesis. And before I start, good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining. We're going to start reading Genesis 8 and 15 through 20. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can fly on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals, all the creatures that move along the ground, and all the birds. Everything that moves on the earth came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. I'm going to stop there for just a moment and see if we have any more callers.
We have Miss Williams and Brian. Good evening.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
All right, welcome, guys. Loretta, you
want
to continue, or you want me to?
Yes, I'll continue with Genesis 8, 21 through 22. And Jehovah was pleased with the sacrifices and said to himself, "I will never do it again. I will never again curse the earth, destroying all living things, even though man's bent is always towards evil from his earliest youth, and even though he does such wicked things, as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Peace out to
Spanish.
Okay, While we're waiting, I will just do a roll call again so everyone would know who's all on the call. We have Mr. and Mrs. Varner. We have Reverend Allen and Mrs. Allen. We have Auntie Betty. We have Loretta, myself, Angela. We have Mrs. Williams, and we have Brian.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with this meeting tonight. Praise God. Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Netherlands Family Weekly Prayer Service. Hope you all had a blessed week. First, I would like to give thanks to God for 3 glorious years of praying together as a family. This could not have been possible if it wasn't for God. I pray that you will be able to take something away from the session to help you through your busy week. We hope you all brought some good news to share with us tonight. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. We'd like to thank you for another night of praise and worship with you. May you bind up everything that is not of you and send it back to the pit from where it comes. Cover our phone lines with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for our family, friends, and loved ones. Bless the ones that are here and bless the ones that could not be with us. We ask that you bless America. Fill each and every one of us with the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love for us. We thank you for grace, and we thank you for your patience. Dear Heavenly Father, we have come to terms that we are no better off than the Israelites. And all we can say is that we are working hard to be obedient to your words and to do better to understanding our righteousness. And we must understand that our sins has been forgiven. Our job is to love, trust, and obey. We thank you, Jesus, for taking on all our sins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
All righty. What we're going to do tonight, as we talked about, we really would like for everyone to at least share a few words of what this call has meant to them or means to them. If you're not prepared to do that and you are prepared to say something else or read a Bible verse, that's fine as well. But in honor of God's gift to us to be able to do this on every Sunday, we thought that we would at least give him honor in doing that. I would like to start with Mom.
Yes. I just think this has been a wonderful thing that y'all started for me, and it has helped me, and then I think it has pulled us closer together, and I just love it. And now we have friends join us, and that just makes it even better. But later on, I want to read a scripture, okay?
Okay.
And thank y'all for doing this.
Okay. Thank you, Mother.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
How about you, Miss Allen?
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise
Come back. Come back.
Come back to you?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Mr. Varner, Pops.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to say since I've been married to Mayosi. That is Miss Vonna, and I enjoy being on the prayer line, and she invited me on it. And since the prayer line been going on, I have really enjoyed. I have met one in person, my extended family, and I got quite a few. And I hear a lot of them on the phone. It wasn't I hadn't met yet. I think I had met them all at one. And she's staying here, seemingly. But I think she's
a little bit too outside. Have to make a grand entrance.
And I really have enjoyed. I've learned quite a bit, you know. And yeah, her sisters, they real nice. And her children real nice. And one thing about it, the most thing, my sister and brother-in-law, I met them on the line. And I enjoy that, you know. Finally got my brother-in-law on. He's been telling me a good while, so I wasn't going to ask him anymore. But he finally came on, so he did make quite nice today. And so I'm really enjoying myself. I look forward to this every Sunday.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we just had Daniel to join in. Good evening.
Hi, Daniel. For your information, I just want to share who's on the call. We have Mom and Mr. Varner. We have Reverend Allen and Miss Allen. We have Auntie Betty, Loretta, myself, Mrs. Williams, and Brian. And what we're doing right now is just going around table and letting everyone share what this call means to them or have meant for them. And if you're not prepared to do that, if you can, you can always say your Bible verse that you may want to share today. Okay?
Amen.
So I move around to Auntie Betty.
Yes, giving glory and praise to God. And I thank God for this prayer line. It has brought us closer together with each other. It has brought us closer to God. And that's a blessing within itself, you know, because we need to hear what we are hearing and do what we're supposed to do for the Lord. And by listening to each one, that's helped the other, you know, because sometimes we are weak. But when we hear from the other one, it makes us stronger. And so that's a blessing. So that's what I have received, and I thank God for all the blessing that he has blessed me with on this prayer line. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
How about you, Loretta?
Did you say Loretta?
I sure did. You want me back?
Okay. Yes, I have something I'd like to share.
Okay.
First, I would like to thank God for this prayer line and for my family. And when I say my family, that includes everyone that has been a part of the Nemely Family Weekly Prayer Service. One thing that I am grateful for through this prayer line is that I have learned how much God loves us. God's love is unconditional. In John 3:16-17 says, For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. With that being shared, I would also like to add that when Jesus died, he died for our sin, and that means our sin in the past, our sin in the present, and for our sins in the future. Your sins has been forgiven, so he took on all of our sins so that we could receive his righteousness. We also say, by grace we are saved, but we always leave off by faith. Grace is a gift from God or of God. We cannot earn it, neither can we deserve it. no matter what works we do here on earth, no matter how hard you work in the church or how nice you are or how often you go to church, grace cannot be purchased. You must have faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. His love for us is so strong and so great that he says that we only need to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And if you ever seen the size of a mustard seed, that should show you just how much he cares and loves us. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. And with this prayer line, I say that I have grown in the Lord. God wants us to trust in him and to love one another and to be obedient. Everyone that has been a part of this prayer line has helped me in my growth and my love for God. I thank you all, and may God continue to bless us all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy holidays, man.
Good
for me, man.
Tell
God's mom and I say hello and happy holidays.
Good to hear you. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Carlos said happy holidays and keep praying for him and everything, but he doesn't want to get on prayer line.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian?
I would like to say, prayer line, help me with my prayer life, and then it helped me with how to keep my family together, and how to pray with the Lord, and learn how to keep praying, and I like how it showed me how my family can stick together and call on Sunday. And it's been more than 3 years, too.
We've been debating that.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been more than 3 years, because I've been out here for 3 years, and we started, like, 2 years before I left.
I'm in agreement.
Amen. Somebody made up a book wrong.
It's either 3 or 4
years. 3 or 4 years. Either way, God has blessed us.
Let me go back and find something that tells me when we ask. We got it somewhere. Okay, is that
amen.
All?
Amen. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and say what the line has meant to me, but I would like to say something later as well. This line has truly been a blessing. Just from the perspective that here our family is spread all across the country, and, you know, sometimes just hearing the voices, it just reminds me of the good old days, the times that we fellowship together. The fact that God has managed to make it where we can still fellowship together, whether we're in person or not, is a blessing. And so I just give all the honor to God for making this possible. And probably more than anything, it's a devotion that everyone has to come to the line every Sunday and deposit all their wonderful gifts that God has instilled within them, sharing it with the family. You always have something new to take away, and it gives us strength in our prayer life. It gives us strength in our faith. So I'm just so grateful and so grateful for all the different family members that are continuing to join, getting to know them as well. So thank you guys so much for part of my life. Can't do it without you.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Daniel, would you like to say something? No, he has on mute. Daniel?
He might have us on mute.
I'll come back. How about you, Miss Williams?
Oh, sure. Oh, great. Yes. I would like to say that this prayer line has been truly a blessing to me, and I have come to know my sisters in love, family, although I've not met you in person, but I've met you in the spirit, and to know that my brother's married into a family that prays and believes in prayer and God's word, it makes my heart feel so delighted. And I do believe that this is really of the Lord. The word of God says man should always pray and never faint. And I believe that a family that prays together stays together. And I thank God for the blessing that this prayer line has been to me personally and to the rest of my family. May God continue to bless each of you as you persist in what you are doing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you very much. Can Daniel come back and join us?
Well, I don't have him on mute. He must have us on mute.
I heard him. I heard him.
Danya, are you there?
Okay, let's move around. Reverend Allen, would you like to say something?
Yes, this is my second night on, and I certainly enjoy listening to everyone. It seems like we all is here together. And I'll just read a portion of a scripture here coming from Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of a sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scorned, but is delighted in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth his fruit in season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank you.
Amen.
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 All right, Mother, I'm coming back to you.
Okay, I just want to read this out of the Daily Word, Daily Bread, I mean, Daily Bread, and you can find this in Daniel 6:1-10, but in this Daily Bread it says, free to choose. When it was learned that the Vickers Guest football game of the 2011 season was scheduled to be played on Yama Kimball, the student governor at the University of Texas petitioned school officials to change the date. They said it was unfair to make Jewish students choose between the classic football rival with Oklahoma and observing their most important and secret holy day of the year. But the date was not changed. Even in science, when people have religion freedom, difficult choices are still required of every person's faith. Daniel demonstrates the courage to obey God no matter what the consequence. When his political rival set a trap to eliminate him from the path to power, he didn't challenge the law or complain that he had been wrong when Daniel knew that the writer was fine. He went home and in his upper room with his window open toward Jerusalem. He kneeled down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Daniel didn't know if God would save him from the lion then, but it didn't matter. He chose to honor God in his life, whether or whatever the outcome. Like Daniel, we are free to choose to follow the Lord. What freedom lies with all who chooses to live for God each day, but change abundant shackle those who choose some other way. You can never go wrong when you choose to follow Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I'm coming back to Miss Allen.
Okay. My sister Bob said it all for me, too. But I'll put this a little bit in. The little while I've been on, I enjoyed it. I enjoy myself every Sunday night listening to you guys, and I learn a lot. I learn a lot of names, but I didn't put the faces to them yet. But really enjoy listening to you guys.
Listen some more.
Amen. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God.
Let's come back to Daniel. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to read out of Matthew 6. I'm going to read 23 to 24, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kingdom first.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, getting exciting. Must get visitors. Hold on a second.
The dog join in too.
Mm-hmm. I still have a question though. Do we have 3 years or four?
It's more than that.
Who said more than that?
Yeah, me, because we started in like 2008 or 2007.
You taking it back? I thought it was 2009, but we're going to pull out our records and see.
I moved in 2009. And yeah. I remember staying in that apartment and getting on a call like a year before I moved.
Uh-huh.
I say about 4 years.
We might have been on Blog Radio for 3 years.
Yeah,
Blog Talk for 3 years. But we was on that other one. The other number for at least.
Well, either way, we've been blessed for many years.
Amen. We got another year on no matter what.
Okay, Andrew, you want me to take over?
Did anyone else have anything else they wanted to say?
I'd like to read a verse or two.
Okay.
Okay. It says, and get my eyes right, Jesus will not leave them sorcerer near his time of departure. Jesus comforted his disciples by acknowledging that he would provide whatever they asked in his name. Now, this didn't mean to just add Jesus' name to any prayer and the request would be granted. Rather, it meant that whatever you asked should be for the kingdom building and within the will of God for each of them. And ye the promise of them, the ultimate source, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 But before we turn it, I do want to say something. I want to read from something that I was going over that I wrote back in 2010. Actually, it was May 9th, 2010. Start off with Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to talk a lot about making a shift in your life. God never intends for his children to stay at the same place of maturity, development, your scripture knowledge, and obedience. He expects us to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. God's goal in our lives is to move from place to place. Then we should be at a point in our lives that we want to rise above some things and get the victory. God would give you the attitude that everything will be all right. Whatever sacrifice you make for his namesake, there will come a day when God will make up to you for every sacrifice. So let's get our relationships right by being real. Love without hypocrisy. Be relevant. Practice hospitality in relating to others. Be reconciling. Live in harmony, at peace with everyone. Don't seek revenge. Leave room for God's wrath. Vengeance is God's. Let's make a shift in our lives and not stay the same, because we cannot become what we cannot see. Visualize yourself to be better and different. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Whatever God has released is released. It's up to us to reach up and grab it. Whatever God is going to do, it is already done. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right.
Hello?
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 Yes,
Auntie Betty.
Huh?
I would like to read A New Beginning by Helen Steiner Rice.
Amen.
It said, how often we wish for another chance to make a fresh beginning, a chance to blot out our mistakes and change failure into winning. And it does not take a new year to make a brand new start. It only takes the deep desire to try with all our heart to live a little better and to always be forgiven and to add a little sunshine to the world in which we are living. So never give up in despair and think that you are through, for there's always a tomorrow and a change to start anew. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that. Loretta, I will turn it over to you. Let's make sure it's covered and everyone has had a chance to say what they would like to say today.
Where am I going with this, Angela?
I don't know. You said I want you to take the call over in a few minutes ago, so I'm giving
it to you. Somebody bust their something,
eh?
Oh,
no, that was when I thought you was dealing with your puppy.
Oh, my
Lord. Yeah. Well, it got silent, so that's why I said that.
No, I just closed the door. I had put you guys on mute. Okay, well, let's...
It's got to be 4 years, man. I think it's 4 years. I'm about 5 years, man.
I ain't going to let it go. I could be very wrong. Loretta said it was 4. Okay, let's do the sick and shut-in. And I will do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say the names of the people that we still have on our list. If there's any names that you guys would like that we can remove, please let me know. We have Wanda. We have Wanda. We have Jeanette Williams. We had Jordan Rayo and Mother. Quentin Haynes and Family. At Daniel. We had Dominique Chavez. Mary Lowe. We had Auntie Betty. We had Valerie Crockett. We have Uncle Oliver. Uncle Dave. Tony. And Malachi. Vera, Auntie Dot, Maxine, Marianne, Billy Mitchell, Auntie Vastai, Vicki Hoffman, Carlos Wells and Family, Sandra J.D., Uncle Champ, Jermaine Davis, Rebecca Rossiter, Michael Moody, Karen Favors, Ms. Waters and Family, Lenny and Family, Charles and Daniel Zeke. Did I miss anyone?
Wait, you say Wanda?
Add Tanya to that list.
Yeah, she
Tanya
Wanda
later.
Was first, Mom.
Add who
okay.
to it? Add who
Tanya.
To
Tanya.
Tanya who?
Tanya Labor.
Okay. Her cousin?
Yeah.
All good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happened? Daniel? What happened to Tony?
Doesn't matter.
What happened to Tony?
She just progressive. She needs some help. She needs somebody to pray for.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. I would like to add my friend Rochelle Bester. She had a heart attack this week, but she's doing okay. But I wanted to put her up in prayer. Okay. Well, let me say a quick prayer here. Heavenly Father, please bow your heads. We call on you in the midst of our hurts and pain. Help us always remember that you are the great physician who heals us in body and soul. All of our loved ones that we just provided a list of, please keep them in your mind. Please in your thoughts. And may we rely on you for their strength and salvation. Amen.
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 All right. Now we're ready to get in the program around our birthday. So, do we have any birthdays for the week of May 27th through June 2nd?
Not according to my list. I don't have any birthdays.
A volunteer to sing the birthday song. Brian Winters.
I'll volunteer. Let me get it over with, okay?
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, it's you. Happy birthday to everybody for the week of this day. And many more. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. Many more. Many more.
Yeah, Daddy.
Is there anything else, any announcements we would like to make during this time? Loretta?
No more. No. I think that's covered.
Okay. I would like to make an announcement. I know we had a request to sing our group songs and the Mother's Day song. It was just too short a notice to get it in for this week. So for those that are on the call today, and you were participants of the singing in those songs, we're scheduling a meeting for Saturday at, what time was it, Loretta? 8 or 9?
What, 9 o'clock is good for you, for your 4-hour difference.
3-hour difference.
3-hour difference.
9 would be better.
9.
So we have a call that we will be getting cut. Oh, gosh. We will be in touch with you on Saturday at 9 o'clock so we can go through the songs so we can practice them and have them on next Sunday. If for those members that are not here today, please, if you are in contact with them, remind them and encourage them to participate as well.
Like I said, they want to get together on their son.
Okay.
So the songs will be shared with everyone next Sunday. Amen.
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 Okay. The closing will be from Matthew 6:9. Do we have a volunteer to read the close?
I will read. You said Matthew 6:9 through. Okay, prayer.
Yes.
After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
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 That concludes our session for today, and I'm going to hand it over to Loretta to announce our closing.
Okay. As Angela stated, that concludes our programs. The Nellums family, thank you for all being a part of this gathering, giving God praise and sharing his word. We pray that you was able to take something away from this service and apply it to your busy week. Remember to put on the full suit of armor for protection before you leave your home each day. May God bless us all, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Have a blessed week. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love everybody.
Love you. Hello?
Shalom, greetings.
Hey!
greetings, Adonai. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm tied up for a minute.
It's okay. We finished the prayer line. Let's see, you want to say something.
Okay, better late than never, you know?
Amen.
But, you know, sometimes if I'm absent in flesh, I'm always going to be present in spirit as long as we continue in the word. And you all know my heart is always in God. Everybody have a happy Memorial Day. Now let's give thanks and pray for them that gave their life for us to still be living a better life today. Amen.
Amen. And we also meet next Saturday at 9 o'clock for rehearsal.
Hariyanai.
Okay. We'll keep you posted. Love you.
Wadida. Wadida.
Thank you for listening to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. May God bless us all. Good night.